Schumer said while everyone expects a power cable can fail, which is what caused the current disruption, no one expects a restoration of service to take weeks, especially when there's supposed to be backup power, and that failed too.
The most outrageous and baffling part of this is there is a backup line. How did both go wrong at once? That's the question. What's the point of a backup line if it does no backup?
Blumenthal said there was, quote, no possible justification for relying on the failed 36-year-old power cable, saying it was beyond its useful life. He said, quote, heads need to roll, saying that management had failed to plan ahead for contingencies. Schumer characterized explanations from Con Ed and Metro North as useless blah, 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 to which Blumenthal added,
what we've been hearing so far is, in my view, even less useful than blah, blah, blah. It's we don't even know when we'll be able to tell you more than blah, blah, blah.
The senators say they've sent a letter to federal and state officials asking them to investigate Con Ed and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which oversees Metro North. Blumenthal said he's requested a congressional hearing as well. A spokesman for Con Ed said it was working to determine the cause of the failure and restore full power in the next few weeks. Mark Herz, WSHU News.